So when did you get into music? What was your musical calling?
Musical calling, I think they happen all the time, to be honest with you. You know, it's a constant reminder, milestones in your career, your musical, you know, your musical callings happen at many different points, and I feel a very strong one recently with this band and this new release that we're doing.
What do you think separates this EP from the other stuff that you've done throughout your career?
Well, it's just something that I've never done before sonically, and instrumentally it's also very different. We tried things on this EP that I think none of us had really tried before. I think, you know, if I could put this EP into, if I could sort of synthesize some of the meanings behind it, the, you know, one thing that we tried to do on this EP was we tried to sort of simulate pads and simulate sounds that often happen with electronic instruments. And we tried to simulate them with acoustic instruments and with, you know, different tape techniques. So it's something that we, you know, it was, there was a lot of experimentation underneath sort of the melodies and the playing that we did. You know, we try to make it as fun, and we try to make it definitely accessible in some ways, but underneath it there are definitely some experiments that we tried to not keep hidden, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of different for me. I mean, I was in a band for a while that was very much just straight ahead, like classic rock, like power trio stuff. And that was, for a long time, what I thought my calling was. But, you know, I since moved on and started trying new things. And, you know, it's really starting to feel like it's in a good place with this band now. So it's really fun.
I'm happy that you were mentioning, like, how the band's music is composed. And you might laugh when I say this, but, I mean, it reminds me of the movie Shrek a little bit. Like, you guys are like ogres. There's definitely, like, layers there. So how do you guys put songs together?
It always changes, really. For the most part, for these five songs that are going to be on this EP, and for this, the song Goodbye, the way we composed that one was just very basic. You know, sort of self-contained writing, and then bringing it to the band and seeing what works and what doesn't work. That's usually how it's worked. That's something that's always sort of been the way that I work, is you know, trying to finalize as much as you can, or at least get an idea, try to get other instruments in your head when you just have a piano or an acoustic guitar or whatever instrument you're using. And then just, you know, try to have the best skeleton that you can. And then you bring it into the band, and then it becomes really obvious very quickly what works and what doesn't work. Because you can't ever, it's really difficult to write a song and then have it come out exactly the way that you want it. I don't, at least for me, you know.
So speaking of Goodbye, what's the inspiration behind that song? How was it written?
That song was written originally with the opening guitar part, actually. Mm-hmm. The part that's like, bum, dum, da, dum,
da, dum, da, dum, da, yeah, very dum, dum. Modest Mouse-esque. I love it.
Thank you. I love Modest Mouse. it just sort of started with that. I had never written a song that had anything like that in it. So, you know, I was just fiddling around, and it was one of those things where, you know, I was just fiddling around, and when it came up, it was, you know, interesting enough that it was worth exploring. You know, that it happens sometimes when, you know, you're writing. You're always, I feel like most of the time you're writing with intention, and you spend so long on something and it ends up, you end up abandoning it, you know, because it, I don't know, it's the intentions behind it are just become too obvious. And this was one of those things that just sort of came up, and it was like, oh, I've never written a song like this before. So it was something that was definitely worth diving into a little bit more. And then the melody came pretty quickly, and the beat came pretty quickly, and it happened. And then, you know, I couldn't think of a bridge or anything like that, so the song ended up just becoming two parts because, you know, bridges are the hardest thing to write anyway. So bridges are the most difficult thing to write in a smooth transition. So I think there are actually a few songs on the EP that do that, that, you know, instead of a bridge, you know, just trying something new and just going into another section and not really returning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I've always liked. I always like when bands do that. I like when a song turns into something else and then just never goes back. And I love that about Bowie. Like, you know, I don't know why I'm thinking of this right now, but I love David Bowie, and I love the way that he tends to, especially with his older records, he tends to dwell on his bridges, and he tends to come back to them a lot, and he tends to dwell on his choruses, and he has these verses, these beginning parts in mind that sort of open the song and create the vibe for you, and then he never goes back to them, which is really funny, and on a lot of the Ziggy Stardust stuff anyway, and Hunky Dory.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we try to get spatial too.
You guys just finished a month-long residency in the living room. What was that like?
That was great. It was great to play the living room. They were one of the first venues in New York to give us a shot at playing a real venue, you know, on the Lower East Side, you know. So it was great. We have a good relationship with them. I always love playing there. Each week is uniquely its own in, you know, music wise and audience wise. It's always different. Residencies are always a funny thing.
How do you want this EP to ultimately be remembered? You guys are going to put out a lot more music by the time, you know, everything's said and done. So in your, you know, your little catalog, your discography, so to speak, how do you want people to look back on this EP?
I think that's hard to say, because it's hard to say because of, I think, the realities of the time. I think that, you know, ultimately this is, it's just simply an EP that I and everyone else in the band want people to hear and enjoy. You know, I think just very simply, I don't know if, you know, this is the kind of thing that we want to put out so that we can continue to make music. It's, you know, putting out an EP is very much a release of sorts. So it's, you know, when you put it out, you know, it's time to promote it and it's time to, you know, get people as aware as you can, but it's also time to start thinking about the next step. So I think that ultimately I want this EP to be remembered by the people who listen to it. You know, I want it to be remembered by the people who actually found something that they can relate to, because that's really all that we're trying to do, is we're trying to tell a story, you know, in these five songs. We're trying to communicate, I guess, as best we can.
So you mentioned before the next step. What do you guys think the next step is?
Well, I think the next step is to put it out as much as we possibly can, you know, in terms of recordings, in terms of performance, in terms of online performance as well. I mean, right now we've been getting our live show together this whole time. And I think that this EP, we very much wanted to, on top of the experimentation that I mentioned before, this EP, I would say even more so than that, the intention was to capture our live performance. And I think that we did a pretty good job of that. You know, so it's always something that we've wanted to keep in mind. We're not really the kind of band that does layers upon layers upon layers and then tries to figure out, or we're not the kind of band that puts a lot of weight into the production and then tries to emulate it after the fact.
I got you. So it's more of an organic composing experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to. I mean, we try to make it as full and as visceral as we can live. And so that's really the next step, is just to keep playing as many shows as we can, to keep, you know, hunting for, you know, online content in terms of like live performances, and then to record the next phase, I guess, record the next step. We're talking right now about potentially recording another EP in the near future. So that's all I can say about that right now.
Okay. All right, last question for me, and it's a hypothetical one.
Sure.
Let's just say you have this magic ability that you can get right behind somebody as they log on to, you know, iTunes, and they're about to download the EP, and they're kind of like how we all are when we're about to download a song from iTunes. Do I do it? Do I not do it?
Right.
And this person's kind of on the fence. Do I download this EP? I don't know who these guys are. Oh, I heard them. They're pretty good. I don't know. How do you convince them to click that button and download your EP? What do you say to them?
You mean if I was standing right there?
If you were standing right there.
That's a difficult question. yeah, I don't know. It's funny because nowadays, because of what you just said about, you know, the hesitation of iTunes and whatnot, and being in a band, you know, it's like you're trying to sell your music without making it seem
like you're not
trying to sell your music.
Yes. Right?
So, I don't know. I guess I would. If someone was about to click on it, man, you got me at a loss here. I don't know. I guess I don't know what I would say. But that's something I really need to figure out, I guess. I don't know. I guess I would. I would just ask them to give it a shot, or no, that's not what I would do. I would think about that and then not do it. I would probably, you know, just that's tricky, man. I don't know if I can. I don't know if that's answerable, to be honest with you.
It's, no problem.
I guess I would just say do it. You know, do it because you might like it. I mean, you know, you really might find something in there that you can relate to, and also it's funny because the live shows tend to do that for us. You know, it's easier to hide behind a guitar, I think, because you're playing your music, and at the same time you're kind of you're expressing, you know, what the product is there anyway. And it's just a moment in time for us. You know, this EP is just a footnote for us right now. I mean, I don't mean that in a small way. We're very proud of it, but this is our first, you know, mark of existence in this world of music. So, you know, it's something that we're very proud of, and it's what we tried to do was just capture where we are and who we are right now. And if, you know, that's something that you want to see, then, you know, maybe you should buy it and check it out. I don't know. Because maybe where we're at right now is something that might interest you. And if it's not, then maybe you'll like something down the line, or, you know, you can go listen to your Dave records if you like. It's all music. I mean, it's all out there for you if you want it. So, you know, we're just going to keep doing it because we love to do it. And when we put out this EP or the next EP or, you know, the next full length, whatever it may be, what we're always going to try to do is we're just going to try to take a snapshot and then try to move forward from there, you know?